Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gas.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the claims department. My name is Devin. How may I help you?
My name is Scott Dickerson, and I'd called just about an hour or so ago for some roadside assistance because I had a flat tire, and I tried to change it myself, but I run into the situation where I live in Buffalo, New York, and, you know, after winter, you know, sometimes lug nuts on tires have had salt on them, they get rusty, and sometimes they're hard to get off. Well, I got my wife to bring me everything I needed, I thought, to do it myself, but I couldn't, so that's why I called y'all, and I got y'all to send a guy out. And the guy that came out here, pretty much, I'm still sitting here. I have two of the lug nuts broke off, and he wouldn't even give me a ride down the street to get a tire changed on the rim, you know, and basically just left me sitting here because he kept complaining and how he's got to get home for he's got dinner cooking, and, you know, he was going to give me a ride to the tire shop at first, but it was taking too long for him, like literally 2 minutes. I had two different tire shops tell me they were busy, and I was still trying to find the tire shop. And this dude, you know, I signed his phone, and I know that's how he gets paid. I don't want him to be paid. My name is Scott Dickerson, and I can give you all the information you need. This dude literally left me sitting here with two broken lugs. I don't even know if that's safe to drive. I don't know if I need to call and get my tow truck and get like a whole new rotor. And, you know, I've got to get, like, I got two broken lug nuts, you know, where he broke them off. And, you know, he's don't have enough, you know, the guy don't, like I said, at first he was going to give me a ride down the street to a tire shop. But then it got to be where I'm going to have to go to somewhere and, you know, take my tire and get it swapped on. I've got a tire that I need to swap to a rim. And basically, he could have just gave me a ride to the tire shop. And then, you know, like I said, once I sat there and I made a couple calls and they said they were busy, this dude just left me. I'm still sitting on the side of the street, and I've got two broken lug nuts, and I ain't got no way to take a tire off a rim. And I called my wife to come get me. So I just don't want this guy to get paid. I need to make a complaint against him.
Okay, yeah. So I'm happy to.
He don't deserve to get paid.
Okay, so Scott, before I elaborate a little bit more, what's the best phone number for yourself?
My phone number is 716-473-4232.
Thank you. Do you have your policy number or contract number?
Yes, I have everything. My policy number is NYAP 00000. That's 50187 90.
I want to verify the beginning. The letters were, was that N as in Nancy?
Yes.
Y as in yellow, A as in apple,
yes.
E as in Tom.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. P as in Paul.
Okay. Okay, so nothing came up with that. And what zip code would be on your policy?
The zip code on the policy is 14072.
And the state?
Grand Island, New York.
Okay, I'm just going to try to search it that way.
Yeah, it's NYAP, and then it's 50, and then it's 18790.
Okay.
And that's the policy number. And then I live in Grand Island, New York, 14072.
Okay, perfect. So I located the policy here. Now, if you're calling, so this department is look is if you want to submit a claim for a tire or rim for reimbursement. So if you're calling on the dispatch that was sent out, that's a different number here, Scott.
Yeah, well, I'll get that number from you after
yes.
we handle, because I do, if I'm fixing to go pay to get a tire and rim change, do I need to call the tow truck and get them to take my whole truck down there and fix the whole thing?
So I'm not seeing any
tire
and
wheel
cover.
This guy broke, he literally broke two of them off.
Okay, so.
So I submit a claim, I guess, but I like I said, I'm trying to figure out what I need to do.
Okay, so if it got broken,
I'm definitely going.
I can.
Yeah, he came and broke two lug nuts off, and left me sitting here.
Okay, so I'm not too sure if there's gonna be an option for you to get reimbursed on that. So that would be, that's if you have the reimbursement coverage. Now, on this.
All right. Say again, what is your department? I thought this was the complaints department, kind of.
No, so this is the tire and wheel department. If you're looking to submit a claim for a tire or wheel, if you have the tire and wheel road hazard protection. Now,
do I?
We do that. I'm not seeing that for this policy. I pulled up with that number that you gave me. It's only for towing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm only seeing a towing dispatch.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to have any knowledge on that. That is a separate number that you would contact.
All right. That's not a problem. Like I said, so let me see. So you're like basically the guy that sends someone out here to change my tire?
No. So that's actually a different department.
Well, that's not what I want either. What I did, all right, let me start from the beginning. I had a flat. I called roadside assistance to get my tire changed. I had a tire here and a rim that I thought was the right size, because I don't have a spare, because the spare has fallen off somewhere. You know, like I said, living up north, things rust or it fell off. I just don't know where. So I got my wife to bring me a spare that I thought was the right size. It wasn't the right size. So I have a flat tire that's on the rim. And I do have a tire that I need to put on the rim that the flat's on. And I called the, you know, roadside assistance because I couldn't get my lug nuts broken off, because the lug nut wrenches I have were too small, and I couldn't get them broken because of them being rusty and salty weather and type stuff. So I put an order in to get my tire changed because I thought I had the right size. So this young kid comes out here, and he brings his big, long wrench and tool to take the lug nuts off. You know what I'm saying? And he breaks two of my lugs off because I guess they were seized on there. And basically, I have a tire and a rim that we took off of the truck, and I just need to get the tire changed onto that rim so I can put it back on my truck. But now I have two broken lug nuts, and I know that that will get me home probably, but it's not exactly safe to not have all your lug nuts. but they will have to literally take the rotaries off, knock out them pins, and put new lugs in there, or they will have to put a whole new assembly on there because he broke two of the lug nuts off. And like I said, he basically left me sitting here. And I'm still sitting here. And I called for assistance. I didn't call for somebody to come tear my truck up and leave me sitting here. So I don't know what department. The girl I was talking to was supposed to be transferring me to a complaints department, I thought.
So no, we're not.
I don't want that guy to get paid.
Okay, so there is a separate number.
That guy does not deserve to get paid.
Okay. So, Scott, there is a separate number on the policy here. For reimbursement, anything that you want to report, I have that number for you.
All right. Give me 1 second to get a pen. 1 second, buddy. That's a pen? Yeah, that's a pen. All right. Give me a number.
Okay. So this is for anything to report if you have any, if you're seeking any reimbursements for what happened. This is the number that you would call. It is 800-503-3724.
All right, and that's for reimbursement. Can you
right,
give me a number for a complaint?
Okay, so I don't have a number for a complaint.
I need to make sure. I guess I'll call back because I don't want this guy to get paid.
And I would understand that as well.
He literally couldn't have the common courtesy to run me down the street to help me get my tire changed on a rim because he's too worried about getting back home. And like I said, he came out here, broke two of my lugs off, and that basically, I could take it to a shop and get, you know, basically $500 worth of work done to it now, you know, because to get, you know, the pins replaced and the lug nuts, you know, basically. So what do I need to do? You know, do I need to file a claim?
Well, that's going to be that number I provided you with. Now, I'm not too sure which number you initially called, but I do have a dispatch number if you're still currently looking for roadside assistance.
I called code 516-478-866-519-6478. That's for roadside assistance only is what I called.
I don't know what number that is because I'm not seeing that number. The number I see on the policy that's
I've got the
to...
number that you gave me already. It says to report a claim. Yeah, I've got that number.
Right, there's that number,
the report claim.
But there's a dispatch number.
I called roadside assistance, and then she transferred me to you. I don't know why. Because I was telling her that I wanted to make a complaint against the guy because he doesn't have any courtesy to help a little bit. And after, all he wanted to do was get paid and get back home. And he didn't even get my, you know, like I said, I understand that the tire and rim that I thought was going to be my spare wasn't the right size. I understand that, but I didn't know that because it's a GM six lug rim and tire. I have a six lug GM tire on the truck. I just assumed that it was going to be the same size. So I got my wife to bring me that tire. That way he could change it. And like I said, he basically came out here. He did get my tire off the truck for me. But in the process, he broke two lug nuts off and left me sitting here. And he told me he was going to give me a ride down the street. So he asked me to sign his phone, and I was like, yeah, that's cool. So when I called a couple tire shops and they were too busy, he basically left me sitting here. And I don't want him to be paid because he didn't put a tire back on here. All he did was come take it off and left me stranded. So I'm still stranded. So now I need to call and report a claim. So
yeah,
it's really nothing else you can do for me. I know you can tire listen to me talk. It's fine. I understand. I'll let you go. I hope you can help someone else because I really don't know why she transferred me to you because I went to the complaints department.
I don't know why either.
I'm calling
and I'm trying to assist you as much as I can.
It's
so
cool.
What I would suggest, I provided you that number.
I know you are, and that's why I'm, you know, I'm just trying to understand what it is you do. I don't really know. I don't know what it is.
This department, if you had a damaged rim or a damaged tire and you had the coverage on your policy, which some coverage, you would have it.
I have a damaged rotor and lug nuts. I don't have a damaged tire or rim because that's what we took off. Now I have a damaged rotor because he broke my lug nuts off. And I've got a blowed out tire that I need to get changed. And I'm going to have to take my tire and rim to a tire shop to get it switched. And so that's like, can I send you the pictures of the rotor?
Unfortunately, I will have nothing to pertain with this policy here, Scott. So what I would suggest, that number
okay,
I provided
you.
Okay,
so I still don't understand. Yeah, I got you. I understand. I just don't understand why, you know, why she sent me to you then, because
and
I was like, I need to send the pictures of how this guy left me to somebody, you know. And like I said, I do have a damaged rotor, but my tire and rim will be fine. But I have a damaged rotor now, and that's past the tire and rim, you know, basically. So it's like, I'll let you go, man. It's nothing you can do for me. If I happen to talk to you again, then we'll worry about it later. It's no sense to keep running my mouth with you. All right.
So,
you have a good day,
so,
brother. Thank you.
You as well, Scott. I'll suggest to call that same number and then call the first number that you called and for the roadside, and because they would have access to information.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wouldn't.
I'm gonna call back. Yeah, no worries. It's just
okay.
A miscommunication of some sort.
It must be. Well,
all right.
And then that, Scott, was there anything else I can assist you with?
No, sir. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.